Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Swiss Miss. Premium heavily cocoa serving you chocolatey cups of a good drink. Always in a rush? Stress? Why don't you savor a moment to relax and taste 100% pure premium cocoa and real milk of Swiss Miss, savoring rich drink goodness you don't want to miss. You can grab your favorite chocolate drink. Just visit tinyurl.com/SwissMissShopee. And if you guys want to learn more about Swiss Miss, you can visit www.facebook.com/SwissMissPH or follow them on Twitter and Instagram at SwissMissPH. Swiss Miss, treat yourself good.
Hello? Hello?
Podcast Network Asia.
Tapos ito na yung punchline ni, may natapakan akong audience. May natapakan akong audience. May natapakan akong audience. Tapos ang punchline, matanda na lola. As in talagang, in the middle ko lari, parang, tama na po, tama na po. Tapos pila, aray! Biglang gumano. Hello, mga kapitbahay! This is Yudes!
This is Ina!
This is Ari!
And Athena here!
And y'all are listening to... Kudazzers!
Oh, kailangan malumanay tayo this ep. Dapat Kudazzers!
Kasi ano, sweet-sweetan tayo this episode. And because this episode is sponsored by Swiss Miss!
Ay, that's my favorite!
Diba? Sabi sa inyo guys, tuloy-tuloy na itong road to ano eh. Tawag din ng influenza.
Influenza.
Road to influenza na to.
Grabe. Alam mo, we are out of our flop era and we are in our influencer era. And let me just say, deserve that in time!
Of course! We deserve.
We deserve it. Kayo, di ba?
Oo nga mga kapatid, magpa-influence naman kayo.
Influence naman kayo.
Para kunin ulit.
Oo.
So yan mga kapatid.
Sabing effective influencers tayo.
Yes, yes, yes. Yan mga kapatid. So for today, no, you know, inspired by our wonderful sponsor, Swiss Miss, today we're going to talk about all the moments we've rewarded ourselves after prevailing the storm or prevailing yung mga hardships natin. We did something in order to, you know, more or less compensate or at the same time to pull ourselves back. The parang, my God, this makes all the hardships worth it because now I'm rewarding myself with something sweet, with something beautiful. Diba?
Yes.
Alam mo, actually, maganda nga itong pag-usapan ngayon kasi kanina, nasa meeting ako with my boss and we were kind of identifying no, yung trajectory of current market no, in terms for the Gen Zs and Millennials. So para sabi niyo, sige, describe mo yung mga patterns ninyo as Gen Zs and Millennials. No? Ano yung mga prevailing attitudes niyo right now? Of course, it's not an official term, but it's something that we're all familiar with. Sometimes, I think one of the biggest criticisms sa atin ng mga, I suppose sasabihin ng mga magulang natin, is hindi tayo marunong magtipid. Would you agree with that?
Oo.
Oo, lagi nila sinasabi na parang every kibot, nire-rewardan mo yung sarili mo. Pero hindi eh. Meron tayong, I deserve this attitude because, well, it's a lot of things put together. You're handling so many things. Eh, parang everything is happening all at once. I think that's the perfect description to what our generation is going through. You know, you're undergoing so many changes in terms of politics, social revolution, sexual revolution, and all that stuff, environmental revolution. So many things are underway. And sometimes the weight of all those stuff is sometimes even the smallest tasks become impossible. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Ang daming crisis, ang daming world news, na parang you have to go through all of that and then still, you know, focus on being, how can you pretend, but you know, focus on being very kind to yourself.
Yeah. So I think that's part of the reason why you cling on to those small rewards that you provide for yourselves as kind of like your own way of telling na, see, not everything is bad. That's why you're enjoying this moment now and you should learn to savor it. So today, yun yung mga babalikan natin yung mga panahon na yun na we did ourselves a favor and rewarded ourselves with something. Even if we, quote-unquote, parang hindi pa natin pinag-irapan. But we do it anyway because we know we deserve it anyway. Okay, yan. Siguro marami tayo dito na related na teatro, no? Kasi feeling ko kalahati na hinagpis natin sa buhay nang galing sa teatro, eh. Sige. Siguro ako magsa-start, no? I remember this one time, diba, pag bago mong sali ka doon sa theater organization, I think in most theater organizations, you go through one productions muna or you go through a series of workshops to kind of enculturate you and how a production is made, diba? And usually this culminates with a showcase, ganyan. So yung showcase namin, it was actually sobrang ano nun eh, sobrang stress nun because there was only a 1 or 2 weeks window frame in order for us to produce the show after our major production. Mind you, this was way back in 2011, 2012. So we were really green and bagets sa bagets pa kami nun and we didn't know what to do. But we pressed on anyway. And grabe yun, parang imaginein mo. Talagang ginagawa na namin lahat yun kasi this was pre-pandemic pa so everything was being done on-site, no? So imagine mo, bagyo. Yung ano na, yung napupuno na yung streets, bumaba na sa streets, bumapiyahe kami.
Sa Espanya kayo.
Oo, girl, sa Espanya. Well, hindi naman. I think sa ano kami nun, malapit kami sa Santa Mesa area eh. Yung pinag-shootan namin nun. So imagine mo, nag-ano kami, nag-commute kami papunta doon, dala-dala naman yung mga costume, magpa-photoshoot kami. Tapos, my God, yung pictures din naman nakuha namin, napapangit kasi, alam mo yun, dahil wala kaming alam. Yung makeup noon, this was before yung mga, yung inform na yung mga tao sa makeup. Wala talaga, inaral namin from scratch. And yung tuwang-tuwa na kami doon sa mga puti. Ang puputi na peslock namin. Pero kami, wow, ang ganda-ganda ng makeup natin. Kemi, ganyan. Ganun kami. We were really young at that time. The day before the show, hindi pa tapos yung souvenir program namin. So, for everyone's reference, no, souvenir program, yun yung ano, yung tawag doon. My God, kinaklaro ko pero nakalimutan ko rin. Ano tawag doon?
Yung pag-souvenir?
Playbill, yun.
Playbill, yeah.
Andan yung artistic director's notes, playwright's notes, ganyan, doon nakalagay siya. So, hindi pa siya tapos kasi andan din yung mga photos ng mga production people. Siyempre, yung parang small rewards niyo para sa sarili niyo, di ba? Na parang, okay, ano, naghirap kayo sa production nito. Dahil dyan, may photo kayo sa playbill natin. Ganon! Ganon yung ano namin.
Congrats!
So, hindi pa siya tapos. So, yun yung pinahinahabol. Tapos ako kasi lagi kong dala yung laptop ko noon kasi this was the time na I was a journalism student. So, every day we're doing papers. So, sometimes since I was also doing theater, I try to do my paper wherever and whenever I can. So, like, for example, while waiting for meetings to start or while waiting for rehearsals to start, ginagawa ko siya. Eh, tama-tama, ano, walang may dala ng laptop noon. So, grabe, no? Ito yung year na hindi pa maraming tayo nagdadala ng laptop. Parang samantala ngayon, di ba? Parang everyday, everyone may dalang laptop sa school. So, sabi, Yudes, pwedeng pera ng laptop mo. Sabi ko, may Photoshop ka ba dyan? Sabi ko, wala. Baka kailangan. Download na lang, yun na lang. Basta pwede yung i-download. Gamitin nyo na. Kung basta kaya ng laptop ko. So, yun. Ginawa na nila yung playbill. Important tong playbill na to, guys. Magiging part siya ng decision ko ba't ko nirewardan yung sarili ko. So, yeah, then show na, alam mo yun. Dahil konti kami, syempre, nag-double role yung mga tao. So, I was a costume designer. I was also the costume head. I was also doing makeup. Then, ma'am, yung ginawa din ako actor. Parang 2 days before the show, uy, kailangan natin dagdagan. Kailangan ng tanod.
Bakit may tanod?
Kasi para ano, parang Oli Impan kasi yung play.
Yung dalawang bata,
di ba? Tapos yung ginawa kasi namin doon is yung device doon is, di ba, namatay sila. Ganun yung ginawa namin, di ba? Napaka-edgy. Pa-edgy kami noon eh. Parang biglang may tatakbo na tatay na, yung anak ko, Kemi, ganyan. Tapos ako yung ako yung pipigil sa kanya na parang, wag po, bawal po kayo pumasok siya. Mga bumbero lang po pwede pumasok. Ganyan, ako yun. So anyway, so day of the show na, di ba, I was... Kinakaban ako kasi wala naman, hindi namin yung na-rehearse kasi 2 days lang yun, di ba? So, si Bakla, morning pa lang, na-stress na ako kasi after ng setup, na-late yung mga actors, so hindi kami nakapag-TDR na maayos. Tapos, ang ano pa, ang usapan lang kasi, sombrero lang yung kailangan ko. Tapos biglang sabi ng director, hindi, kailangan talaga natin ng tanod na damit. So, may, alam mo yun, alas 8 na madaling ng umaga, naghahanap ako ng ano, ng tanod vest. Kung saan, eh, wala pa naman.
Hindi ba ano pwedeng random chaleco lang?
Hindi, parang tanod. Siyempre, hindi na namin naisip yun, no? Tapos, my God. Alam mo yun na, parang nag-iikot-ikot kami. Nag-iikot kami sa mga tindahan kung meron. Tapos, girl, buti na lang may dumadaan nun. Literal, may dumadaan na tanod dun sa dapita. Tapos sabi niya, kuya, 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 pwede bang ano, hiramin namin yung chaleco nino. Sabi ko, ala, para saan? Ano niyo to? Para lang po sa play namin, kuya, babayaran namin. Kurerenta namin, 200 pesos. Di na, kunin niyo na. Para naman pala sa play. Ma'am, di nakakuha na kami ng chaleco. My God, di yan, nakanda na. First show, parang medyo rough, pero sige, naitawid. Ma'am, second show. Eh ano kasi yung kabilang grupo namin, nagpatulong bigla sa makeup kasi parang hindi aabot kasi galing ng klase yung isa naming aktor. Parang, yun, patulong kasi kailangan naman mag-makeup. Sabi ko, hindi pwede kasi mag-aalaw ako, may queue ako. Sige na, kasi hindi kami aabot, kami yung first scene. Diba? O sabi ko, sige na. Then tumulong si bakla, minakeupan. Then saktong-sakto, parang 2 minutes na lang pala, queue ko na. Alam mo yun, nagtatapos pa ako ng makeup. Biglang narinig ko, biglang tumakbo si SM sa likod ng backstage. Yung backstage namin, kailangan mo talaga lumabas ng auditorium para pumasok lang doon sa likod. Gets ba? Tumakbo yung SM. Asana? Bakit? Anong gagawin mo siya? Di ba may queue ka? Alam mo naman ang nangyayari sa stage, diba? So, sabi ko, wait, alam, patulong sila. Wala akong pakailan. Bunga ka na doon. So, si bakla tumakbo. Tapos, hindi, nung saktong pagpasok ko, parang, literal 10 seconds, cue ko na. So, sinusot ko yung chaleco and everything. Tapos biglang, cue ko na. Biglang pumasok na, sumisigaw na yung, ano, yung actor. Ma'am, gusto, paano ko ba i-illustrate? Imagine mo ako yung ano, butiki ira ko. Alam mo yun? Butiki ira ko. Nang hihila ko ng 6-footer na ano. Medyo muscle builder siya eh. Alam mo yun? So, parang buha ko kawawa doon na hinihila niya. Girl, there was no resistance.
There ikaw was no talod, tapos hinihila mo yung 6-footer.
Oo, hinihila ko yung 6-footer. There was no resistance. Na literal, nadadrag lang ako on stage. Tapos ito na yung punchline me. May natapakan akong audience. May natapakan akong audience. May natapakan akong audience. Tapos ang punchline, matanda na lola. As in talagang in the middle, kunwari, parang tama na po, tama na po. Tapos bilang, aray! Biniklag ko na matandang babae. Natapakan ko. Alam mo, sa sobrang adrenaline ko, hindi ko na maalala kung nag-sorry ako. Sorry, parang, sorry po, kumanin ako in the middle. So parang noon, okay na, wala na tayo nagagawa. Na nangyari na eksena, di ba? Then ito na mami. Ito na hindi ko matanggap. Then curtain calls, syempre, saya-saya na everyone, di ba? Parang congrats everyone, you're na officially, ano na kayo, hindi na kayo apprentices, ano na kayo, probationary members, parang ganyan, parang last station ng apprenticeship ninyo. Tapos ito na, oh guys, sorry ngayon lang dumating, pero ito na po yung souvenir program natin. We're so happy, di ba? And then sabi ko, I'm so excited. Ito na. Tapos parang tinitingnan ko na yung souvenir program. Wow, director's notes. Ganda. Wow, ganda ng poster. Ah, ang ganda ng directing team mo. Ganyan. Tapos hinaharap ko na yung costume and makeup. Parang walang costume and makeup. Ah, baka ano lang. Sabi ko, baka misprint lang dito sa nakuha kong version. Ma'am, it turns out, hindi pala nasama yung costume and makeup. Sabi sa akin nung graphic designer, sorry Yudes, nakalimutan ko. Sabi ko, my God, paano mo makakalimutan laptop ko yung pinag-edit mo? Laptop ko yung pinag-edit mo, paano makakalimutan ako? Alam mo yung first time ko naiyak nun, actually the 2 times na umiyak ako sa trabaho, theater related siya. Tapos para sabi ko, oh my God, baka thankless naman na trabaho na to. Laptop ko na nga yung ginamit, hindi ko na nagawa yung paper ko, nakatapak na ako ng audience, guilty na ako. Tapos ang pangit-pangit ko pa. Tapos para sabi, oh guys, paano yan? Food na muna tayo guys. May gusto ba kayong something? Tapos ma'am, talaga naglabas ako ng pera. Yung 500, hindi siya malaking presyo, no? Kung tutuos yan. Pero it was big pag estudyante ka. Sabi ko, ito, pambili niyo ng pizza na malaki. And ito yung time na nauuso pa rin mga super laki na boxes ng pizza.
Yung parang pang barangay.
Oo, yun. And and I have to say, you know, I'm not a big fan of pizzas. I mean, I like it. I mean, hindi naman ako hindi sa pizza. But it's not like, hindi ako Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles about it. Bigat.
Ay, ganyan na, kiss. Malakas ako mag-pizza.
Oo, mas mapasta kasi ako. Pero in any case, to me, until now, that's still the most delicious pizza na tikman ko. Because yes, gumastos ako ng malaki, alam mo yun. But at the same time, it was so fulfilling and rewarding. Because I think like, after nung lahat na pinagdaanan namin that day, pag from sa paghahanap ng ano, ng chaleco and everything, and all that chaos, it was really a moment wherein, you know, isi-share mo pa siya kasama ng mga friends mo, no? And it was such a big travel for us because imagine mo, we finished a production na halos a month long, which was long for USC standards, no? A month long production. Then 2 weeks later, nakapag-produce na naman kami ng another play. Alam ko lasang tinapay lang yung pizza na yun. Tinapay na may lasa. Ganun lang yung flavor niya. It was so sweet. It was the best pizza I've ever had because I think everyone was enjoying it, and I guess I'm not helping dispel the myth about theater people, no? Bigyan mo lang ng masarap na pagkain. Okay na yan. But it was really that. Everyone pitched into the final product, and at the same time, you know, you were expecting the worst, but then things turned out all right, diba? And the performance went way better than you expected. So I think it's just a sense of community then wherein it's really a victory celebration after that long, ano. Well, it was just 2 weeks, but no, still, 2 weeks yung dinedicate mo yung buhay mo. At that time, hindi ako pumapasok ng klase para lang matapos yung costume, matapos yung set. Tumutulong ako sa set nun and stuff like that. It's been 11 years already, and that's still one of the best post-production party I've been. And it wasn't even really a party. We were just under the pavilion. We were eating, you know, the cheesy pizza, and then we had drinks and all that. But it was still the best experience ever. Pero yeah, on top of my head, that was one of the moments wherein I rewarded myself. Kasi, my God, after nun, 2 days akong, ano, 2 days akong alaga ng mga friends ko kasi wala na akong pera, di ba? Kasi 200 per day lang yung baon ko nun eh. So ginastos ko yun para mag-splurge dun sa pizza.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Spring is my favorite time to start a new workout routine. With the weather warming up, it feels easier to get into the rhythm of things. Whether you have 20 minutes or an hour for a Pilates class or outdoor guided walk, Peloton has everything you need to help you get going. Get a head start on summer with Peloton at onepeloton.com.
Kayo, ano yung mga experiences niyo na parang ganyan?
Mag-crave ako ng pizza. Yung pizza hindi mamahalin na. Alam mo, mahilig talaga ako sa pizza. Yung mga pizzang ganun, gusto ko din yun, yung matatamis. Pabili kaya ako sa asawa ko. Yung, anyway. Yung
keso at ketchup lang talaga siya.
Oo. Diba? Tapos may konting ano.
Hot dog.
O sige, sino next? Sino next?
Ako na lang siguro.
We go.
Ano ba? Like, on the times na ni-rewardan ko yung sarili ko, is that the question?
Or was there a standout moment when you rewarded yourself, you realized, oh my God, I needed this, I deserve this?
I think it would have to be when I'm still in college.
Oh.
When I was still in college, of course, nag-teatro ko, and also I'm juggling my studies. It would have to be noong time na nagtitesis ako, my 48 hours of awakeness. I think si Quaid yung kasama ko nun.
Mm.
And
my God, guys, sa sobrang desperate ni Athena makatulog, nagpa-hypnotize siya dun sa friend namin.
Hypnotism.
Oo. Nasa ano kami. Ito, I think nakwenta ko na to. Nasa coffee shop kami nun. Tapos habang ako, nagwawala doon kasi parang,
Nag-aanap kami ng birds.
May inaanap kaming ibon no, na hindi namin malokit-lokit. Kasi parang nilolokit namin, is it dramaturgically possible for this bird to be in the play given na ito yung location niya? Gets ba?
Ganun.
Tapos habang nagwawala ako doon, si Athena tsaka yun, ano, yung isang anak-anak, nasa likod, nag-hypnotism lesson. Sabi ko,
Anyway, sige, yun, because of that, you know, circumstances lang talaga. Like, I just didn't have the time to sleep.
Mm.
Kasi I was juggling two big things in my life at that time. Mm. I was also, I think, kakatapos ko lang mag-OJT noon. So, like, I was doing my thesis proposal during the mornings and I'm going to class and then my rehearsals. And then I just didn't have the time to sleep at all. Kasi again, uulit siya. For like 48 hours, umulit siya ulit. So the thesis proposal came. Everybody was really happy about my proposal because yung thesis ko, it's a very powerful thesis. I wish I had the mental stability to finish it, but that's another story. Pero ang ganda ng proposal ko, and I was doing it alone because yung mga classmates ko, they have partners, but nobody wants to pair with me. And so I did the thesis alone, which is very big of me. But
kawala nila yun, Sean.
Hindi, actually, ano nga, maganda yung thesis niya, Tina. Something about yung sa mga...
car insurance premiums.
Car insurance premiums. Eh, explain mo siya sa akin noon. Dinum down mo siya sa akin. Tapos para sabi ko, in fairness, kahit kung ako rin yung kumpanya, bibilihin ko yan. Study na yan.
I mean, it's for the insurance in the Philippines. So it's really big. It's a big thesis. And it's something na hindi kaya ng isang tao, but I did it despite. So that was like a lot of hard work. Kasi after yung thesis proposal ko, dun ko talaga naramdaman yung pagod. And then nagsabay-sabay pa na na-achieve namin yung sa birds. Tapos I think yung nag-hypnotize sa akin na nun, may nahanap siyang parang book sa National Bookstore, which really helped us in locating a lot of things sa play na yon. And after all of that, like, it's a lot of struggle na hindi ko na kayang i-detail about because I have no memory of it because that's how tired I am.
Mentally, kahit alam mo na tapos na yung balakid mo, you're still running on adrenaline.
Oo. Naalala ko, may parang production meeting noon. Tapos, I think, tapos na yung this proposal ko noon. Tapos na lahat. As in, kasi nga prod meeting na. So, we got to present everything that we needed to present. So, dun sa prod meeting, nakakatulog ako. Like, naalala ko noon, na tinatapik ako ni Quaids, umuwi ka na at matulog ka na, huwag ka na sumama sa ano. Pero, you know, knowing me at that time, you know, sumama pa din ako. And then the next day, I treated myself with a powerful 7-Eleven sisig.
Powerful, yes. For a student, powerful yun.
Student ba? Oo, alam mo.
Hindi, kung... hindi lang siya yung 7-Eleven na sisig, yung sisig na malaki.
Yes!
Yung mahal.
Yung 45 pesos.
Yung mahal. So, at tapos, bumili din ako ng, I think, ice cream nun. So, that's like, I comforted myself with food that I can afford that time. And then, you know, because deserve ko nga naman. Because even though I was eating nung time na yon, feeling ko, deserve ko talaga i-treat yung sarili ko to a nice meal while watching a show na hindi in-involve yung teatro and hindi in-involve ang studies ko. And so, I just really relaxed.
I think, Athena, this was the time then na nanood tayo ng Dalagita.
Ah, yeah, yeah. Yung ano, it was that weekend na the 3 a.m. of the costume and makeup versus dramaturgs. Yung 3 a.m. na, inaway pa din kami ng costume and makeup team, which is si Ate Nakre. Kasi yung costume na gusto nila, hindi nag-a-align dun sa dramaturgical research namin. So, like, that's a whole story.
Away-away kayo lahat.
Yes, away-away, warla-warla. And then after that, tinrit namin, buong dramaturgy team, tinrit namin yung sarili namin to Dalagita play.
Which is a play na, time, na si Inay yung dramaturg noon.
2018 ba yan?
2018.
And okay. I think kasi this parang, also yung ano, I was just fresh off a breakup. So I was just, hindi naman fresh, parang yung remnants ng breakup, like, I was just working, studying, that's it, that's my life. Not until I discovered partying.
Congrats!
I mean, dun ko talaga, feeling ko at that time, yung play na yon, specifically that timeline, sinabi ko sa sarili ko na, on a lot of breaks, I deserve this. And then I deserve to eat something good or do something na that would make me happy. Kasi I deserve.
That was a very big weekend. I mean, there was a lot of struggles, but it was also a very meaningful weekend for a lot of us that time.
2018 din ata yung kwentong ganyan ko eh. Since minention niyo yung Dalagita, yun naman yung akin, yun yung production ko na oh my God, hindi ko nga alam kung Dalagita or Nana Rosa eh, na I rewarded myself because grabe yung struggle Actually, ni-research ko now. Feeling ko Dalagita. Kasi, ano yan eh, di ba February, lumalabas lagi yung play ni, you know, the director we're working with, si Ma'am. So, alam mo, I realized it now. Dalawa yung gusto ko ikwento eh. Ito, and then something else. Yung reward ko lagi sa self ko dati, kapag tapos na kami mag-work, manonood ako ng Marvel film. Tapos ako lang mag-isa. Kasi, syempre wala yung asawa ko. I had nobody to go with me. Tapos every time na nag-open na yung show, pupunta ako ng Trinoma. Tapos manonood ako ng Marvel film. I specifically remember, so if Black Panther came out in 2018, so most likely Dalagita yung prod that we were working with. I thought Dalagita was the hardest play that I worked with dramaturgically. And then Labor Room came. And then Nana Rosa came. So different levels of pagod or difficulty and, you know, different aspects of things that you need to research that's so hard. Naalala ko kasi, now that minention niya ni Athena, basta parang may year pa na I wanted to watch Thor Ragnarok, ganon. Basta every time na mag-open si Ma'am ng play, natatapat sa isang Marvel film. Tapos parang naalala ko, may time na gusto ko na umuwi, hindi pa nag-open yung show. Sabi niya, saan ka pupunta? Sabi ko, manonood ako ng Black Panther. Bawal manood na! Sabi niya, talaga sa akin niya, bawal manood ng Black Panther! Sabi ko, okay po. Tapos pag nag-chat kami, parang minimension ko na, pwede na ako manood ng Black Panther. Sabi niya, sabi niya, hindi. Hindi na pwede manood ng Black Panther. Tapos alam mo yun, nung nag-open na yung show, nanood talaga ako. Tapos ang funny pa dyan, every time na nag-open na yung show niya, matapos na yung screening ng mga films na to. So kaya lagi ko minamadali na pwede na ba akong manood? Alam niyo, ang saya-saya ko, no? Siguro apat lang kami sa sinihan. Nanonood ako ng Black Panther. Sabi ko, yes, deserve ko to. Ano ka mag-open
na kami? Timing na timing. Kasi around this time, lalabas na rin yung ano. Di ba, labas na yung trailer ng Black Panther na bago.
Yung Wakanda Forever. So yun, isa yun sa mga thing. Ganun ako eh, parang I like watching movies. I like going to the cinema. I don't mind watching films by myself. And I'm quite into nerd culture. So important sa akin na mapanood ko yung mga bagay na yan on the big screen. And it will really kill me if I cannot. So, alam mo yun, parang nung sinabi ni Ma'am, pwede ka nang manood ng Black Panther. Ma'am, nanood talaga ako. As in, diretso talaga si Bakla sa, ano, sa Trinoma. Nanood talaga siya ng Black Panther mag-isa. So, ganon. Yun yung isa sa mga rewards ko. Pero on a minor scale, naalala ko, hindi na ako student nito. I don't remember some of the times na nireward ko yung sarili ko as a college student. Kasi sobrang tagal na nun. That was like 2004. That's almost 20 years ago na ba? But almost. So, ay, 2008 ako graduate. I do remember, yes, when we finished defending our thesis, alam nyo naman gawain ng mga college students, uminom kami, nag-videoke. Pero, parang feeling ko...
Ang kwento mo yung nag-temporary blindness ka.
Ay, no, nag-thesis ako, me. Nag-temporary blindness ako. Pagka-print na pagka-print, pagkaluwa ng printer nung last page ata ng thesis namin, nagka-stress blindness ako. Kasi dinala ako sa infirmary. Sa pinainom nila ako ng pampatulog. Kasi it's so many nights of not sleeping. Tapos alam niyo naman, I do not encourage this. Of course, this was 20 years ago. Parang kids, you have to prioritize your mental health. Pero grabe talaga dati. Alam mo yung kapag thesis, alam mo yung ganong feeling lagi. Parang hindi pwede, hindi tayo nagsastruggle sa thesis. Eh yung course ko pa naman, one sem lang yung binibigay for thesis. So medyo harsh.
Mm.
Kasi next sem, OJT na kayo. Buong sem, OJT kayo. Kasi hindi siya pinagsasabay eh. Di ba usually pag fourth year, OJT and thesis. So yung program namin back then, first sem, yung pa nakakabaliw, first sem thesis, second sem OJT. So yung first sem mo, giba ka talaga. As in, hindi na kami kumakain, hindi na kami natutulog, ganyan. Parang dahil pinabawalan na yung thesis partner ko umakit sa kwarto. Kasi nga may mga incident na mga boys na umaakit sa room, ganyan, pinababawalan ng dorm. So binaba namin yung laptop ko dun sa sala, tapos natutulog na kami sa sala, sa ilalim ng ping pong table, dun sa recreational area ng dorm. As in, ganun level na. Tapos, pagkaluwang-pagkaluwang nung printer nung ano, papel, sabi ko, Janus, hindi ko mabasa. O, tinabulag ako. Tawag daw doon, stress blindness. Yung mawawala yung eyesight mo ata for a while. Kasi parang grabe na yung stress build-up. Tapos ayun, napa-infirmary ako. I don't even know how I rewarded myself. after that night. But definitely, after our defense, hindi namin nagpalit. Parang naka-formal attire kaming pumunta sa, ano, sa inuman.
Oh, that's so fun. That's so fun.
Oh, di ba? Ma'am, back then, Miag'aw was really, really provincial. So, yung inuman place namin, kubo talaga siya. Lupa yung sahig. Tapos, naka-formal attire kami. Yun. Oo. Tapos, yung isa sa last ko sigurong isi-share, hindi na ako nag-offset nito. Pero kaya gusto ko siya i-share kasi napaka-simple niya. And it's not a really big reward. It was a regular reward that I gave myself and my, back then my boyfriend, now my husband. Na memorable siya sa akin because doon ko na-realize yung importance nga ng pag-treat ng sarili mo. Because honestly, I'm not that type of person. I'm not the type of person that would say, deserve ko to. I only learned that later in life kasi I didn't grow up rich. Hindi nga ako nag-grow up na may kaya.
Alam mo, ano natin yan. I-dissect natin yan mamaya.
Oo. It was always very sparse what we had, kami ng family ko. When we experienced like even a little bit of success, there was never a mode like that, that you would reward yourself. It was just always, thanks for this. And then, you know, we move on to the next part of our lives. Parang, when I was working, this was the phase of my life na I quit my office and then I stopped working for a while, but then I had to work online because I wanted to save to enroll in a theater course. But, you know, unfortunately, nangyari doon was my boyfriend had to finish his thesis. So at that time, sabay kaming walang work. So I had to go back to the workforce. So, ayun, parang hiniram ko yung laptop ng brother ko, nag-apply ako sa online tutoring. Nag-online tutor ako sa morning and then I'd go to the tambayan tapos mabibenta ako ng mga kung anik-anik sa mga tao to earn money. And then I would come back sa hapon until evening. So I would tutor again. So that was my life, paulit-ulit. So I could earn enough money to put me to school. So dinefer ko yung slot ko sa Siliman ng one sem. Yung everyday gastos namin ng asawa ko, dagdag nung bigay ng mga kapatid niya, nagbibigay din ako. So every month, yung reward namin was, magbibihis kami ng like super Japorms nung boyfriend ko. Tapos pupunta Japorms. Kami ng Japorms, diba? 20-year term. Tapos pupunta kami ng city. And then we would pay our bills sa mall. And then we would eat sa fast food. And that felt so good. That number one, yeah, it was my own money. I did this. I was able to do this. You know, until now, those are the things that we still have. It's really something special for us. Yung pagkain ng fast food, lalabas kami, we'd pay our bills, we will do our errands. It was so rewarding. Yung pumunta kami sa grocery, tapos yung mga simple joys namin, mga tortillas. Those are the stuff that until now is special to us. Parang those are the things that we reward ourselves with. Bibili kami ng mga canned beer, and then we go home, and then we celebrate with that. Parang on top of eating sa fast food, meron kami mga maliliit na nom-nom. Yung mga, alam mo yun, mga snack na on a regular day, hindi natin to afford. Alam mo yun? Pero kasi dahil kinayod ko yun, ang dami kong pinasukan akong ano-anong work. I was able to do that. Tapos ayun, I was able to put myself sa isang private school for like a 7.5 before I transferred to UP. Na ganun pa rin, I would still be working to put myself through that. Nung asawa ko naman yung nakatapos, he left abroad and then mas malaki na yung rewards. Like, of course, I bought the makeup that I wanted na, ganyan-ganyan, we bought an aircon and whatever. But going back, it was still the tiny rewards that stuck with me. Na parang ito yung mga bagay na nagpapasaya sa amin dati and they still do make us happy right now. So yun, so if I don't pay my bills online, it's because I like going out. I like to go out, go to the grocery, eat fast food. So it's no fun to pay it online. Yun lang.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
So, Yarn.
What about you, Sari? What are the moments wherein you rewarded yourself?
Madalas kong nire-reward yung sarili ko after rehearsal. So, mapapansin nyo na pupunta ako sa kung saan ako pwede makainom ng beer. Mm. Parang kailangan ko talagang ipagpag lahat ng pinagod ko sa rehearsal. Kasi ang daming drama sa theater. Daming
gabi. Yeah, that is true.
So, kailangan gabi-gabi bago ko umuwi. Hindi ko nabit-bit yung mga yun. So, mapapansin nyo, di ba tayo, pumupunta tayo sa Mugen, kung san-san. Ayun, pero alam mo, higit sa lahat, ako, the morning after ng mga stressful days ko, dun ako nagbibigay na reward sa sarili ko. Kasi sanay ako na parang laging aligaga or parang nagmamadali papuntang anywhere. And ayoko nang ganun. So, I always reward myself with long, slow mornings.
Mm.
Like, ay, ang ganda.
Igising ako, hindi ako babangon agad, pero pagbangon ko, maybe I'd prepare breakfast for myself. Or sometimes lalabas ako alone to get breakfast. Tapos minsan tutunga nga lang ako doon ng sobrang tagal. Nagre-reflect lang ako, ganyan. Tapos hinahayaan ko lang na lumipas yung oras. Ano, ninanamnam ko lang na umaga kasi hindi ako yung tipong gising sa umaga madalas eh. Tapos pinipilit ko ibigay sa sarili yun kahit puyat ako the night before. Kasi parang ano lang siya, o sige mag-restart tayo tapos na yung project. Parang ganun.
I think you're giving yourself one of the best gifts or the best luxuries that you can give, which is time. Time for yourself, really. Which is something that, alam mo yan, it's one of those things we think we know, but you know, to actively think about it and actively devote it to ourselves, that's actually something nakakaligtaan natin, no?
Mm-hmm. Ayun, yun lang sa akin. Kung sa yung mga panahon na sobrang nakaka-stress tapos wala akong pang-reward sa sarili ko. Marami
oras
eh, lalo na nung college.
Mm-hmm.
Pero ngayon, parang kailangan ko yung oras ko. Mas gusto kong akin yung oras ko.
Mm-hmm.
May na-realize pa pala ako ginagawa ko pag after prod. Sobrang tsahin ng ugali ko. Nagpapakulay ako ng buhok.
Oo. Ginawa mo yun ng after labor room. Ginawa mo yun after ng Nana Rosa.
Lahat. Every after prod, nagpapakulay ako ng buhok. Wala naman anything special. Hindi naman siya blue, hindi naman siya pink. Usually brown lang or kulay kalawang. Pero parang feeling ko...
You're a new person.
Oo, yung... Di ba yung sinasabi nila? Parang ano, yung nawawash away yung chemi.
Ako naman baliktad. Pag-start ng prod, in order to ready myself, like, papagupit ako.
Eh, ba't baliktad? Para pag tumubo, you're a different person. Charity
no, parang I think, ano, parang as pretentious as this may sound, I feel like my hair is getting in the way of my thinking.
Ooh, that's cool.
Remember nung, ano, nung kasagsagan ng pandemic, no? Well, may pandemic pa rin naman ngayon. Pero nung kasagsagan niya, as in bawal lumabas, no? Sabi ko, magpapahaba ko ng buhok, gusto ko aabot siya hanggang leeg ko para masabi ko sa akin one time, may long hair face ako, di ba? Mapapanindigan ko yun actually until one day tinawagan ako ng isa kong dear friend na bigla niya sabi, huwag kailangan ko ng dramaturg sa production at hindi ko gagawin itong production na to kung hindi ikaw yung dramaturg ko. Sabi ko, sige, tanggapin ko yan. Akala ko na una mapapanindigan ko yun yung buhok ko. Ma'am, talaga nung meetings left and right na parang, my hair! You're getting in the way of my thinking. Talaga nagpagupit ako the day afterwards. It's not even dahil naiinitan ako or something. It's just I felt like it was weighing me down, my hair. I don't know if that's weird.
Hindi siya big, fantastic fiesta.
Kasi syempre sa movies, di ba, everything is like fancy, ganon. You eat in a fancy restaurant, may celebration party. Pero sometimes the rewards that means the most to you is the simplest ones. Like Swiss Miss.
Yeah. I'm not kidding. Like, you know, moments like drinking your Swiss Miss in the morning. Kaya nga sabi ko, I was really happy nung minention yun ni Sari. Sometimes the best gifts that you can give yourself is the gift of time, no? You know, I'm just imagining, you know, that situation where it's morning and then having your morning drink. And I have to say, ito, hindi to PR, guys. Talaga nagsiswismis ako. Nagsiswismis ako. That's why I was so happy when they got us. Because it was something that was incorporated into my,
Routine.
Because...
Ako din, I like the marshmallow one.
I'm not particularly into sweets, but I'm already at that age wherein... Di ako mahilig sa matamis, pero gusto ko na matamis every night. Parang feeling ko hindi kompleto yung araw ko or parang hindi kompleto yung distressing ko pag wala yung matamis. Gets ba? And I found na Swiss Miss yung naging
comfort.
Naging comfort ko for that. Just really enjoying that warm cup of feeling sa kamay mo. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that it's that kind of mentality then that, you know, propels our generation, the millennials and the Gen Zs, to constantly have that impulse to reward ourselves. Because, you know, what we're doing right now, it's not easy. Like we mentioned earlier, growing up in this time and at the same time, hindi mo pa sinasama doon yung mga personal struggles mo of every day. I think it's those small victories, it's those small things that you give yourselves or that you allow yourselves to enjoy. It's those things that propels you forward in order for you to do the next day. Do you get me?
Yeah.
It's just a way of saying that like, you did a good job, self. Here's a luxury that you don't normally indulge in, but you should because you deserve it. I think maganda nga yun eh. Maganda yun na we're already outgrowing yung in order for you to enjoy something, you have to endure it first. Does that make sense? Na-recognize yun ba yun? Yung ganun type of mentality.
Sorry.
Pero yun, it's a good thing that the present generation are already learning that kind of ano na. You don't have to undergo enormous stress pressure in order to reward yourself. You can reward yourself for just surviving the day. I remember this wonderful quote. Sometimes you have to give it ourselves because waking up in the morning and getting out of bed, sometimes that in itself is a superpower. And
yeah.
to withstand the rest of the day, to withstand it and do it with grace and whatever.
Ayan mo yun, to withstand yung global warming, yung traffic, you know, those are the things at the back of your mind na parang, wow, I'm surviving these things.
Amid a global pandemic.
With the global pandemic, tapos, you know, may mga problema sa office or sa school. So, alam mo yon, it's the little things. And yeah, actually, kung hindi natin ginawa yung kuda na to, hindi ko marirealize na it was really the small stuff that stuck with me.
Mm.
Because, di ba, because of the small things na yon, na-appreciate ko yung bigger things in life. Yung kay Sari, oras, parang ang cute lang na parang hindi mo maaalala na nagwalwal ka or nag-throw ng party or anything.
But then really, you do remember that feeling. It's that small feeling really.
Mm-mm.
That sense of comfort.
Wherein, yung pagkain mo ng sarap, sisig, ganun.
Oh, every time na ano, parang when you're rewarding yourself, the food just tastes so much delicious. So delicious or, na kahit kinakain mo siya normally sa ibang araw, pero this meal in particular, because it's a comfort thing for you, it tastes more delicious.
Parang yung pizza ni Yudes na ketchup at ano lang, keso.
And I think today's conversation revealed a lot about the importance of savoring each moment, no? It's not just because napagod ka, but because I think when I ate that pizza, when Athena ate that sisig, when Ina was watching those Marvel films and Sari was taking that time for herself, it was really that moment we finally had that time for yourself. Because I think most of the day, we're devoting it to other people.
Mm-hmm. And to other things like work.
Yeah. It's that just one moment wherein you don't have to be anything else but you. Sabi nga ni Virginia Woolf. No need to rush, no need to fly. The only thing to do right now is to sparkle. Para something along those lines yung ano niya. Entries sa Virginia Woolf's diaries. So kayo din mga kapitbahay, di ba? Whenever you're feeling stressed, whenever you feel like you just deserve something good, try new Swiss Miss, guys. It's really a very good way for you to enjoy yourself and savor the moment. And at the same time, it's, I think, you know, indulging ourselves in those kinds of things allows us to remind ourselves of the good things that are to come.
The sweet things.
Yeah, I think so too.
And it doesn't really necessarily na it comes as a reward. It can be just because you want it for yourself, you know? You're indulging sweetness.
Make it as your perfect partner whenever you want to relax in the morning, di ba?
True.
As you prepare for the rest of the day or you want to close the evening after, you know, surviving everything. Reward yourself with that moment. Reward yourself with Swiss Miss. Yan. So guys, if you want to learn more about Swiss Miss, you can visit their Facebook website, facebook.com/SwissMissPH. So that's SWISSMISSPH. Follow them on Twitter and Instagram too, SwissMissPH. Treat yourself good.
Sabihin mo nga yung Swiss Miss ng 5 times na. Joke lang.
Swiss Miss.
Parang nagtahel dyan, deserve mo ng Swiss Miss.
Swiss Miss, hindi ka na barok. Sabi, wala, hindi ka na Swiss Miss.
Kaya mo na sasabihin yung Coco.
Dahil dyan may reward.
Tapos guys, you can order, you know, if you don't have the time to go out, you can order Swissmiss online. Just check out the links on our description to visit them at their Shopee page. And then there's Lazada page. Yan, mga kapitbahay. Of course, we'd like to take this chance also to thank Podcast Network Asia for, again, for their sweet, never-ending support for us. Number one talaga kayo sa puso namin, Podcast Network Asia. And also a huge shout out to our co-affiliates. Guys, give them a listen. If you're interested in topics like this, just visit Podcast Network Asia's website for a sweet dose of other kwentuhan. So yan, mga kapitbahay. Wow, nag-reboot yung utak ko bigla.
Yung sinabi sa kanila na kung meron kayong gustong ikwento, you could always tag us on Twitter or tag us in your stories, guys. Our handle sa mga social media networks namin ay @Kudazzers. And Yudes, how do you spell Kudazzers?
That's Kudazzers.
Yan. Oh, may reward ka ulit, Char.
Magsisisis ako after nito. Hashtag no joke. Kasi parang feeling ko, ang baba ng sugar ko today.
I'll go.
So yan, mga kapitbahay. Maraming salamat. Again, this is Yudes.
This is Ina.
This is Sari.
And Athena here.
And you all just listen to...
Dazzlers!
Swissmiss, treat yourself good.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.